Good morning, and welcome to the Friday, the 14th of September, meeting of the Washington State Fish and Wildlife Commission. Thank you for attending. We have a full day and plus tomorrow, so we're going to get underway with agenda item number one, which is commissioners' discussion. So I will open that up to anything that the commissioners wish to put forward. Commissioner Thornburg.
So we have a committee that reports to the Fish and Wildlife Commission. It's the ADA Advisory Committee. And we're responsible for finding candidates and putting them on the committee. And we've had a vacancy. There are seven members of the committee, and they provide advice on improving access for our disabled community. It's a very active committee right now. There are seven members, one representing each region and an at-large member. We've had a vacancy in the Region 4 position for a while. And about 2 weeks ago, Commissioner Chair Smith and I interviewed eight absolutely spectacular candidates. It was really a difficult decision to come up with a recommendation to the full commission. But with this, I would like to move that we add Susanna Martini to our ADA committee. She was, as I said, it was a really hard choice, but she kind of had demonstrated incredible enthusiasm, incredible activity in the disabled community, lots of experience that she will bring, great ideas. She both hunts and fishes. Her disability is a mobility disability, and she had great ideas during the interview. So with that, I put forward Susanna Martini for the Region 4 position on the ADA Advisory Committee.
And I will second that. Having been on the call, any further discussion? Call for the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you. So, yeah, Susanna is a very outstanding first impression. She'll be a great addition. And the committee is really doing good stuff.
Yeah.
Director Sam's been doing a great job up there working with that committee. So it's turned around totally in the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. So. And other items from the commission? Yes, Commissioner McIsaac.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a couple of comments on the awkward situation with our agenda as it was adjusted here recently that I think is kind of negative, and I hope to paint some comments here to try to get this in a positive perspective. But it was certainly a little awkward, at least, to hear that 48 hours before the agenda, before the meeting was to begin, the agenda had been adjusted substantially. And these two major agenda items that are now not going to be at this meeting compose about 40% of our agenda, if you don't count the open public comment, and 30% if you do. And it was a little bit of, let's just call it awkward. And I think we can do better than that. I think that when we have agenda uncertainty, it's a problem. And when it happens immediately on the eve of a commission meeting, it really does hurt our image with the public. It's just not a professional way to proceed, nor a stable way to proceed, in my perspective. But I do think we can do better. And I want to make sure that everybody knows this is not a criticism of staff. The commission has a responsibility to set its own agenda. And we should strive not to have our agendas be unstable and mysterious and dysfunctional. We should be striving for stable and professional, predictable agenda items, and I'm certainly willing to help to every degree I can on that. In this somewhat chaotic atmosphere, one of the agenda items that we had planned on when we left the meeting in August to begin Saturday with, during Saturday, was future meeting agenda planning, and now it's not even on the agenda either. I think that is an oversight, and so I would look forward to having the future meeting planning agenda item taken up on Saturday as we left August as an expectation, unless there's some objections here. But again, I try to paint this in a positive manner. Unforeseen things do happen, but I think we can do better.
Okay, other, yes.
Any others? Because I'll move on to the next piece. No other commissioners who have things to.
I just announcement that we have the new chair for the Wildlife Committee, Commissioner Thornburg, and the new member of the Executive Committee, Commissioner Keough. Yes.
Okay, so moving on then, I would move to approve the September 7th, 2018 Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission teleconference minutes as submitted.
Second?
Second.
Mr. Grable, second. Further discussion? No, call for the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Minute meeting have been approved. Moving into committee reports. Any committee reports?
Do you want to go, Bob?
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chair. The Fish Committee met yesterday, Thursday, September 13, in the Director's Conference Room, beginning at 4 o'clock. There's an agenda distributed, and the agenda is attached to the report, which I'll be providing. Oh, thank you. All Fish Committee members were in attendance, with Commissioner Carpenter participating by phone. Also in attendance were Commissioners Baker, McIsaac, and Director Sisswind, Deputy Director Joe Storr, Ron Warren, Kelly Cunningham, Cindy LaFleur, and Ryan Lathrop. There were also nine members of the public in attendance. The meeting began with a discussion of schedule changes as a result of the postponement of the Columbia River policy agenda originally scheduled for September 15th. The topics that were to be accomplished by this Saturday by the full commission were number one, bringing a conclusion to the comprehensive report on the performance of the Columbia River policy over the past 5 years. Number two, initiating a discussion of ideas and alternatives for adjustments in policy 3620. And then thirdly, discussing elements that would come forward in the joint Washington-Oregon Fish and Wildlife Commission meeting on November 1st in Vancouver, with a focus on concurrent regulations on the Columbia. These items now are scheduled for a special Fish and Wildlife Commission meeting in Olympia on October 15. The bulk of the meeting focused on providing feedback to staff on the current draft of the executive summary, which was prepared by an outside consultant, and other elements of what would become the final report. After a staff presentation, committee members, other commissioners, and several members of the public provided feedback. In addition to the feedback provided yesterday, the Fish Committee directed any commissioner and public comments to be provided in writing by September 30th. Staff will then target putting out a near final draft sufficiently in advance of the October 15 meeting so that the commission can consider accepting it as the final reference document for future policy adjustments and discussions, if any. The Fish Committee recommends the commission consider establishing a panel or panels as part of the public testimony for the October 15 meeting. This is something that the commission has done in the past on Columbia River policy and also other issues. I think the commission feels that that discussion is very helpful and perhaps streamlines up some of the public comment. And then the commission will, we talked about including specific assignments as to what the panel should cover. Discussion of this by the full commission can occur under the future planning agenda item Saturday that Commissioner McIsaac referred to. And one other item that I'd like to add, and Commissioner Grable brought this up, several folks, commissioners included, said that they would like to see a document along the lines of the 40 questions that were kind of the underlying guidance, if you will, for this policy review. Have those 40 questions listed separately, and then a brief summary next to each item. So that was a request made of staff. So that is the conclusion then of the Fish Committee report. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for Commissioner Keough? Seeing none. Any other committee reports? Reportages? Yes, Commissioner Thornburg.
So the Wildlife Committee met this morning before we got started, and in attendance were the three members, commissioner members of the committee, Commissioner Baker and Commissioner Holtzmiller and I. In addition, we were joined by Commissioner Grable and Commissioner McIsaac. And staff who were present, Director Suswan, Assistant Director Gardner, Game Division Manager Anis Odd, and Sierra Strickland, who is the Private Lands Access Program Manager. Our topics of discussion, we had a wolf update, and we talked about landowner hunting permits and mountain goat translocation. We had a number of public in attendance, and several from the Skagit Valley, where we've had serious problems with elk and agricultural damage, and they presented an update of that situation. The public representatives from Skagit Valley presented an update of that. On the wolf update, this is a rapidly churning situation right now with grazing season still at its height, and we're seeing wolf depredations. So we were updated. I think many of us are pretty familiar with where we are right now with that. So we got the update on how we're proceeding using the lethal take protocol with the wolves and the depredations that are occurring up in northeastern Washington. There have also been a couple in southeastern Washington. We talked about that. And then we had some short discussion about commission engagement with this issue. We did have that as an agenda item, how we're going to engage with the WAG. But because of the fact that this is such a moving target right now, staff have been very, very busy with other issues, and were really was really unable to prepare us or prepare for that agenda item, and that's the reason that it was taken off. But we did have a little bit of discussion about looking forward and the commission engaging on the issue of wolves and wolf management. Landowner hunting permits is also something that staff is preparing to bring forward to the commission. We have a policy on private lands hunting. This is a very big topic in Washington state. In contrast to other western states, we have more private land than public land, and it has a lot to do with hunting in the state because private landowners have to give permission for use of their land as hunting in some way. And the department actually has an entire program, the private lands program within the wildlife program, to work with private landowners to achieve that access. Hunting opportunity is, of course, very fundamental to what we do. And it is a kind of a unique challenge for our state because there's so much private land. And we have traditional programs, the Feel Free to Hunt and Hunt by Written Permission Only. These are long-standing private land programs that are used throughout the West to provide private lands access. But because of the amount of private land, there are unique challenges in Washington, and the commission and staff have tried to come up with other alternatives for access initiated a permit program with landowners, large landowners, a few years ago. There have been some issues that have arisen. It hasn't achieved the breadth that we would like to see. And so staff has identified that this is something we need to take a look at. We began a little bit of a discussion this morning, and this will be coming before the commission in the near future. I believe the December program. We did ask that they present it in the context of our policy, and as we're doing in the fish policy arena, let us know what's working in the policy, what isn't, so that we can kind of start where the commission usually weighs in, which is with policy. So good sort of initiation of that discussion. The third item that was on the agenda, the Olympic National Park and Olympic National Forest has been working for a number of years on a decision to remove mountain goats from the Olympic Peninsula. They are a non-native species in that area, and they have thrived after introduction to the point where they're really a nuisance and need to be removed. And the nice thing for us is there are places, many places in the state where mountain goats are native, and it's a good sport opportunity, and it's nice to have them on our native species thriving on the landscape. We have a few mountain goat areas in the state where the population is not achieving our objectives, and so we've been very pleased to be the recipients of some of the goats that they're trying to translocate off of the Olympic Peninsula. And that translocation, after many, many years of all of the paperwork that needs to go into it, and it's both federal and state, and but the translocation is finally underway, and we got an update. There have been 24 goats moved to 2 different areas in the North Cascades, and so far it's been highly successful. The hope is to eventually translocate 250 goats out of a total number of about 600 that are on the peninsula. So, and that has to do with the number of goats that we can use elsewhere in the state. So it's just started underway, going very well. So that was a nice report to receive. And then finally, as I mentioned, and I think we'll hear more during public testimony, we did get an update on the situation of the elk agricultural damage in the Skagit Valley, an issue that has been before us in the department now, unfortunately, for a while. I thank representatives from Skagit Valley for a nice discussion and updating us. And I would ask if there's anything that Any of the committee members or other commissioners who were there want to add? Okay. That's the Wildlife Committee.
Any other committee reports? You will notice that we're a little shy. We're one of commissioners. There's a vacancy on the commission now, and then we have a family illness that prevents Commissioner Carpenter from being here. And tomorrow, we have other commissioners that have to leave early. And that consideration of a very small number of commissioners, albeit a quorum, but not a very full commission, is also one of the reasons that some of the adjustments were made on the schedule. So, but we will take them all up in due time. So that